Yeah, I used to work for RAI.
With the Italian's passport, so that means that they can vote. Yeah, they are Italians.
6 million people in
The Grande San Paolo. When I say Grande San Paolo, I mean, you know, the Grande San Paolo, like New York State.
Metropolitan area.
Yes, the state. Yes, San Paolo is a San Paolo city, and San Paolo, like New York State.
And but 6 million have Italian passports?
Italian passports. That for me are not total Italians, because they do not speak Italian, but you know that we have a law that, you know, if your grandfather
comes from
Italy. They could, you know, get the passport, and they want to get the passport because so they can enter into the European community much easier, so they have facilities, because otherwise they are extra communitarian.
I ask no paperwork, I just ask.
So yeah, tomorrow some of them will leave.
That's what you think.
They already postponed the checkout.
We got it for a year. What was it? A year? You just made a little mistake. Yeah. 18, 19.
Right.
Yeah, we worked that out, and we got a Maserati. We worked out the Maserati, right? Yeah. We took care of you guys, too.
Yeah. No, what you understand, clerical errors happen, and, you know.
I understand, right.
Well,
surprise.
Will remain some days more, and Jim.
But some days more.
Well,
two days.
So well, Jim will go to Sicily, and then come back to Venice Airport.
Okay. And sorry, my question maybe is not very polite.
Wait, no.
What? So Annabella Carriello. Okay, please. We are doing a toast.
I'm gonna
met her.
Check if everything is okay.
The Christmas cake. Look at the Christmas cake.
Birthday to you.
We already
So we just see you later on.
All right.
And be, you know, relaxed.
That's for you.
Oh,
a glass of prosecco.
Thank you.
And we are celebrating.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I've never had so many birthday parties in one day.
Viva.
I'm a lucky day.
Yeah, your lucky day.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Let's get that Maserati in. It doesn't hurt to have a Maserati.
It means that our residents or our hotel guests or our guests, they can reach Porto Piccolo through these galleries inside the cave and leave the car. But the rest of Porto Piccolo is car free, so we do not produce any CO2. So,
what was
everything
here before?
Is heat pump. If you breathe, it's really natural. We do not have pollution.
It's lovely.
Plus,
I love the materials they use.
Yes.
Are there shops along?
There are shops. There are Duca d'Aosta, which is a very fashion one.
Mm-hmm.
Oliane also is a man style from Rome. And they decided to open a second flagship store here. Mm-hmm. Dogner is a luxury jewelry. Then Jopius, Lam, Sandek.
Then
we have a bakery. Opens very early in the morning. We have a pizzeria. We are Italian pizzeria. And then we have a bistro, a seafood bistro. We call Maxi that you're going to see tonight, facing the beach club. And we have a beach club with more than 1,000 sunbeds. Beach club for...
It's like a stable limit.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly. This beach club in front of you with the flags is the beach club of the hotels. So only exclusively for the the hospital. Then we have the others open to the public. So we have also membership, people that decide to buy a membership to belong to Porto Pico Beach Club.
And they pick out their, just like in Porto Romano, they pick out
They have the samba, they have, you know, amenities, as well as towels, service.
I like this. I used to not like them. When I first moved to Italy, I didn't like it. Now I really like
I really like it. I used to go to the Porto di Marmi. For me, the tea is in stabilimento. So, because, you know.
It's funny because it's very un-American.
Yeah. No, it's not. And that's why I didn't like it, because I grew up in Gulf of Mexico.
Exactly, the old Pacific.
Yeah, which is why. Yeah, it's a
free
dish. Yeah. But, you know, it's good to have, you know, something that is organized, because they need they need parking, they need a Wi-Fi. We give Wi-Fi, we give a towel.
And they bring you a coffee.
Yes, we have a service, and you know, then we, have, you know, when you know, stopping rain, we go to the beach club, and you can see how it's transparent out the water, the sea water, which is amazing. Because if you think to go Gulf of Trieste, you think that Gulf of Trieste is a huge, it's one of the most important ports in Italy. So you think that probably the sea water is not so transparent, so no. But on the contrary, it is. It's amazing, transparent, crystalline. So
the 1,200 parking spaces are for lots for the people that come to the beach room.
It's for residents, so when you buy the apartment, then you buy, you have your parking, you have to buy a parking. Then it's for our guest hotel, but maybe you already enter in our hotel parking.
Mm-hmm.
Everything goes black. Then it's for our the other outlet. I mean, if you want to spend the night eating pizza, even in the winter, you come, you can in, you have a parking. During the winter, you do not pay the parking. It's free parking. During the summertime, we give like a ticket, and they have to pay
that when it's raining and at the same time it's sunny, it means that gypsy people are marrying.
Are getting married.
I'm gonna, yeah, exactly.
Is that a Trieste?
No, Bosnian. Bosnian.
Bosnian.
Okay, I'm trying to think about this.
Even the hardwood, it's a natural hardwood. It's not like an extension.
Right, in a small scale. The hotel isn't overwhelming.
Yeah.
And exactly.
And it's an embrace.
I know. As soon as I walked in, I said,
no.
Yes.
The first send me a picture. The rest of the end.
Not only that,
I
approve of the amenities.
What's the key?
Sorry?
I said I approve of the amenities. And that's
right.
And
that's what I've been looking at. You took me to where I needed to be.
Visionary project. First of all, in Italy, it's really difficult to find something that is open to public in a very high private project, but it's public. I mean, people can come here without paying anything. Even only
to
stroll around and
have to experience that.
Is there a law in Italy that the public always has access to a beach, even on private?
Yes, I mean, the beach in Italy has to be public, so it cannot be private.
Okay. Right. And we're going to go together.
So we have
and then we can see as we walk.
The beach.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we organize beach retreats, sambas, other stuff, in this case, you can ask
to see
and offer service.
Okay. I see.
So when you offer service, no one has the property of the beach.
Right.
Yeah.
So even I can walk across the beach.
Yeah, you can walk without. But even you can walk without any problem in particular. So you can enter inside, have a walk, stroll around, go away, and leave without even drink a coffee. Oh, if you want to drink a coffee, even if you are not get a hotel or you do not own a house, you can do it. So we have different uses here, different experience. People from the guests from the hotel that find something very more luxury, more exclusive. Then we have people that they just want to drink and have be something.
Do you have a nightlife here? Do you have a nightclub?
We have a nightlife when we organize events. Otherwise, we have always to do contribution of events, entertainment, as well as regatta, because otherwise, you know, we otherwise during the night it's empty or not so crowded. You know, people they prefer go to Trieste where there is a natural nightlife.
But it's
easy to set up a nightlife here. For example, tonight we decide to call a band, a music band. So we will have a music entertainment. And also the regatta, the sports event, help us to, with a very natural mood, because we have a yacht club, so we have members. So we try with the different experience to build up the life at Porto Piccolo.
Okay.
The spa, to sport one with the yacht club, to gourmet with our experience at Maxi's, a Cliff restaurant, mixology at Bar La Piazzetta, shopping experience.
To birthday cake.
Cake.
That's pretty cool. Thank you.